state.org.
It's a sign of the times in California anyway. The California Supreme Court says furloughs of state workers can resume. They're actually going to have to review whether governors actually have the authority to mandate unpaid days off. Schwarzenegger's the man in charge for now, and they're furloughing about 150,000 workers starting on Friday. He ordered people to be furloughed 3 days a month following a round that ended in June because, hey, California is handing out IOUs. They are busted. And this is what happens when, for example, because they have such a problem with illegal immigration, the coffers get drained. Where's the money coming from? And budgets aren't met, and state employees are really bearing the brunt of it there, but not just state employees. I mentioned the vendors, too. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We hop and skip all over the place, but that's the fun of it, because we all have teeny tiny attention spans after all, don't we? Coming up in our next segment, it's one of my favorites, We Can Count. That means we look at the numbers on a whole bunch of different things. Also, we're going to do birthdays, do you believe it, news you can abuse, and we're going to throw in some other goodies as well. But right here from the top, what is the biggest, baddest water cooler buzz? There are a couple of things making huge news, and it makes sense to me that it's making news. Number one, unfortunately, jobless claims rose to the highest level in 9 months. Boo, 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 and boo. We don't like hearing that. And when you talk about numbers that we're going to get into our next segment, you'd rather see these numbers head in a different direction. Instead, the jobless rate has been stuck at 9.5% for 2 months. So when you have bleak news like that, stocks fall on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The futures had risen more than 50 points before that report was released on the day, and they quickly fell through the floor. They were down about 20 points afterwards, and the Labor Department releases the information. They say that the initial claims for jobless benefits rose by 12,000 last week to 500,000. So that's the fourth increase in the past 5 weeks. Not great news. And this all goes to the recession and people not being able to find jobs and companies having to cut positions. You heard what I started with the governor of California on the state side having to furlough people because they have no money. They got to figure out ways around it. And he had threatened that before and had no choice but at the start of the summer to do that. And we're seeing this problem across the country. In some pockets, it's worse than others. But there are a lot of struggles. And that double dip recession is very, very real, unfortunately, my friends. And this is an interesting time because it spawned a lot of entrepreneurs, because you have no choice. People are trying to figure out other things they can do because the traditional lanes aren't open to them with housing down. The construction industry has taken a massive hit. And there's just, frankly, a lot of people trying to figure out ways that they can survive in these times. Scary times for the egg business and for those of us who really like to eat eggs. You might think twice. Now, not every egg has been affected by salmonella, but certainly a lot have been. In fact, about when they talk about illnesses from this strain of salmonella linked to the eggs, they're talking about almost 2,000. That's pretty big. So the CDC is concerned, and they should be. They've recalled 380 million eggs from a place called Iowa's Wright County Egg, and it's one of the largest shell egg recalls in as long as I can possibly remember. So it depends on where you live and the cartons and all that sort of stuff, what store. Eggs were distributed around the country and packaged under a couple of names that some of you will be familiar with. Albertsons, a lot of us have those grocery stores. In my neck of the woods, they do. Rouse, Dutch Farms, Farm Fresh. A lot of places do the Farm Fresh thing. But it's only certain numbers on the packaging, and a lot of the stores have already taken care of it at this point. Just remember, you know, the whole salmonella thing and what the symptoms are. If you get terrible cramps and fever within 8 to 72 hours of eating something that could have been contaminated, that, you know, you'll feel it kick in, and you would have had to have one of these eggs, and a lot of them are being pulled from the shelves if it's tied to that anyway. And also, if you cook the egg all the way through. Now, I have some crazy buddies who decide they want to get into shape and lose their beer belly, and they read somewhere that they should drink raw eggs, or they saw Rocky One and Sylvester Stallone swallowing the concoction he made of a couple of eggs. You don't want to be doing that right now. You don't want to do that at all. And so don't eat them that way. And if anything, cook them all the way through, because that's one way you certainly know that you can be safe, and it better to be on the safe side. There are a lot of sides to the mosque issue, and I would be remiss not to give you the latest, because everybody wants a piece of this. The former mayor of New York was asked about how he felt, and he said on one of the morning shows that he was against the mosque planned near Ground Zero, that whatever you want to call it, Islamic Center or whatever. He says the project is divisive. It's creating pain for people who already made the ultimate sacrifice, and all you're doing is creating more division, more anger, more hatred, and I agree. This is the problem. If truly, truly, truly the imam heading the project, the people connected to this $100 million project, if truly the idea is to reach out and bridge the gap to the non-Muslim world to say, listen, they're extremists. We're not that way. That's not our interpretation of the Quran, just like you have different interpretations of your Bible or whatever, then they should abandon the idea of building it where they're building it, because it's Manhattan. There's tons of property. They can probably now even get a better deal. The governor is talking about state-owned property. Even in lower Manhattan, there are other places to go. And here's the thing. Yes, it can be legally built, but it doesn't mean it should be built. If it's about interfaith healing, then keep it that way. Even if they think it's ridiculous, play into the sensitivity thing, and just, it makes no sense. What should happen is they should just move it and then have a news conference and say that. This is what we're about, so get off our backs, and this is what we're going to do. I'm inviting all of you, Christians, Jews, whoever, to come in and see what we're all about. And because of the sensitivity and whatever, we're going to move the project to this place instead. So for what it's worth, that was Giuliani's 2 cents on the proposed New York Islamic center that would go up at 51 Park, which is right around the corner, 2 blocks is accurate, from where the World Trade Centers went down. On the flip side, we're going to be doing one of my favorite features. It's called We Can Count, because everything, after all, is always about numbers. Don't we always tie it back to the numbers? It's like I say, follow the money. Well, there's a lot of things to follow numerically, and we're going to take you through those moves here in a second with We Can Count. And then we've got birthdays, like I already mentioned, and a couple of other things we'll hit on, too. What's shaking and baking across the country? That's coming up next here on America Tonight.
Uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Untopping the silly, ridiculous news, and we can count. Often what we talk about is serious. Let's face it, the show is definitely centered that way because we all want to vent, of course. But speaking of wanting to vent, I've wanted to vent about American Airlines for some time now because of how they're nickel and diming us to death. Well, the FAA is poised, I say poised, to impose a $25 million penalty for wiring problems in the MD-80 jet that caused a ton of cancellations back in 2008. I love it that they're getting slammed with the highest fine ever. Previous to that, it was Southwestern Airlines, so Southwest doesn't have to now hold that prestigious banner. Instead, it gets tossed over to American. So they were thinking about making it actually $100 million, but that was rejected for the mere $25 million. And what happened was, if any of you remember, they grounded a ton of flights. They grounded the fleet of them so that the crews could reinspect the wire bundles to comply with the FAA. That was the problem. So they botched the job. And a loose fastening of wires in 290, that's an incredible number, of the MD-80s led to damage in some planes that, if it wasn't corrected, would have caused an electrical discharge and a possible fire. Do you know how many people could have been killed or who knows what hurt on these planes? So it was the mechanics union, the airline, and the people from the mechanics union that says, oh, come on, the MD-80s never experienced an electrical discharge. It's called arcing, and they keep contending that safety was never jeopardized, but the FAA disagrees. and they disrupted travel for thousands of people. About 3,000 American flights were canceled. It cost them tens of millions of dollars in lost ticket sales. But what about all the people? Like, you had Alaska Air, Midwest Airlines, Delta. They all were slammed with that. American found only two planes, by the way, with a protective wire covering, had some evidence of rubbing. It just doesn't make you feel good, though, does it, when they say, yeah, there's a possibility that almost 300 planes had this problem with the wiring. Luckily, it didn't happen. Geez, no one was really in big danger. As somebody who travels, I just don't get a warm and fuzzy feeling about that. Are you putting your trust in the airlines? You've got to fly. Look, already now we have to deal with the body scanner stuff and the craziness of that and the TSA advertising on pizza boxes for the people who are shaking you down and asking you questions at the airport and trying to figure out if you're really trying to smuggle something in or you're just another American going through trying to make your way to whatever your destination is. This is a big one from the business world and worth mentioning because McAfee might be something that you have on your computer. You know, the whole stops all the malicious spyware deal, that's what McAfee does. So Intel is buying that company for $7.68 billion. Well, somebody has money. So it shows you, though, the importance of online security. We've had a lot of people come on the show to talk about that, whether it's Greg Stebbin, who's one of the editors of Men's Health, or we've had a couple of security people come on in the past 6 months, and people don't realize that. Sometimes they, and I understand that, because it seems like every time you buy something, oh, yeah, you have to get this extra thing. But if you don't, it's crazy how many malicious viruses are out there. So for that amount of money, they add that to their tools, and that's what they do. That's what Intel does, Internet-connected devices. They've got mobile phones now, and now they've got this McAfee thing, so they're on the online security side of things. And I don't know that that's surprising because it's going to get the whole thing with the Internet and all the elements is just going to grow that much more. The demand for different spaces on the computer, all the things that we're seeing from the iPad to whatever, it's just going to grow, expound, and that's why they decided to jump on that business. All right, some other things from We Can Count, and this is from the silly side. Anderson Cooper, does anyone ever watch CNN? Well, even for 2 seconds? Do you know who Anderson Cooper is? Probably. They plaster his face all over the place. Plus, he occasionally does the 60 Minutes report. Cooper was offered $1 million to ditch his gray hair. Once again, somebody has some money in this country. He was offered that if he would just get rid of his gray hair for the next 5 years. And who's offering it? He'd have to use this go-away gray pill that's made by a company called Rise and Shine for 60 days. He'd have to do the tweeting thing and Facebook, and then he would get the paycheck. So it's doubtful that Cooper will do that because he doesn't really need the dough. But if he wanted to do it for fun, I guess he could give it to charity. I mean, who cares about his gray hair? The company's smart, though, to jump on it because it is kind of a clever idea, and that's why they're throwing that out there, because of the can you imagine how much publicity they would get? Even if only five people watch CNN, there's enough that there's enough, seriously, of an audience that it would be worthwhile to the company. It's just a kind of a clever way to throw it out and advertise. What do you think the odds are that Anderson Cooper is going to jump on that? I'm going to say probably not too good. If they threw that out to like a D-lister, somebody who really needed the cash, they would probably take them up on the offer, but then that would defeat the purpose for the advertising. All right, and another thing coming down the pike on We Can Count. Boy, I hate to dip back into politics. because we just pound that night in and night out, and it's because I care so deeply. I mean, we say this all the time. Why America Tonight? Well, it's the lack of action in Washington, but it's been the lack of action in Washington for a while, and instead we get reaction. That's why you can make a difference if you go and vote on November 2nd, because what a difference that would what a difference you could make. You don't like what you're seeing, well, then vote for a change. Vote for a change for even the Republican if you don't like the Republican or the Democrat or whoever. Just get somebody new in there and try to shake things up. All right, so speaking of politics, this is kind of interesting. There was an Elvis statue and some campaign items sold at the Blago auction. Do you know what I'm talking about here? Boy, this guy gets so much publicity, I'm telling you. But the owner of this storage facility says that he hasn't been paid in a year. The Elvis Presley impersonators, and they had an inflatable bounce house made for kind of an interesting auction for things connected to the former governor of Illinois. The statue sold, the life-size statue of Elvis Presley sold for $20,000. Also, there was a $120 plaque rewarding Blagojevich for political leadership. So the owner of this moving and storage facility said the Friends of Blagojevich Fund hasn't paid in a year, and the auction profits are supposed to benefit a local hospital. Gee, are we surprised by that? And you know this now. He was convicted of only the one charge, lying to the FBI earlier in the week, and a federal judge declared a mistrial on the other charges against him. And now it's been about the blowback and the fact that here's a number for you. On August 27th, there'll be another retrial. And what's crazy about the retrial situation is the fact that it's going to cost about $25 million to retry Blagojevich. So that's the now what part of that. $25 million. Is it, I just got to ask yourself, is it really worth doing that? All right, coming up on the flip side, numbers of a different kind. We're talking about what's going on in the housing industry with mortgages and people upside down in their houses, or is this a good time to take advantage of some opportunities should you be able to get the house at a price that you know you can afford? Because after all, there are some people that would fall into that category where they sold the house in the nick of time and have been renting, and they're just waiting, and probably now they might be able to pick up a slice of a beach house somewhere that they could have never afforded. Hang with us. That's on the flip side.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford, AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Everybody's been talking about this. At least this year on America Tonight, we've delved into home ownership and all that sort of stuff and what's going on in the mortgage industry and what's happening with the banks. And so we thought it'd be fun to have J.C. Meyer on from Mortgages USA to kick around the whole mortgage scenario deal. The headline today, I read a headline today in a couple of different papers where it was so bleak. Homeowners expect home values to fall more. And then I go on to read this, a couple of different scenarios that were thrown out there, which is what we're talking about, saying that some people, though, felt as everything was starting to get better, that in the next 6 months, gee, they might be able to put their house up for sale and get the money that they were expecting to get. But then I guess you'd have a glut of houses. So explain it to me. What's the best case scenario to happen with houses now, especially if you currently own a house and you want to sell it? Are you going to tell me it depends on the location?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It depends on what part of the nation you live in. Obviously, if you're in Nevada or parts of Michigan, Florida, California, forget it. You better stay in it for the long haul. I'm here in Dallas, Texas, and the market down here is great. So you could probably sell the house, although we are still seeing a ton of issues with values, even here in Texas. I mean, the home valuations are the biggest problem that we're seeing right now. You know, it's a nationwide problem. And, you know, as long as unemployment stays where it's at 9.5%, I believe is where it's at for a national average, we're still going to see these problems.
So with your individual clients, does it depend on their situation, like what kind of a development they're living in or what kind of house they have? Because there's a difference between a $200,000 house, obviously, and a $500,000 house. So does that also play out here?
Yeah, there's definitely a bigger market for the smaller loan sizes. You know, the 417 and below loan amounts are a lot easier to sell. The folks that have, you know, the 500,000, 700,000, million plus loan amounts, it's a much tougher market because there isn't any good comparables or any good sales in the past 3 years. And I'm seeing that a lot in my market. But, you know, throughout the nation, we're seeing that. So those houses just aren't moving because most of the jobs that were lost, you know, those folks that just, if they can't pay for those mortgages, they definitely cannot afford to move into a million-dollar home. You know, it's just one of those things that the $100,000, $140,000 mortgages are moving a lot faster and they're selling faster. But really, in today's market, you just need to be in for the long haul, you know, 5, 6, 10 years at least before you even decide on selling,
yeah.
In my opinion.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned some of the markets that were really tough. Nevada, I used to live in Las Vegas, and boy, that town is just crumbling to its knees. Unemployment's almost 15%. It's crazy. And in Florida, too, I'm seeing that the homes are underwater and whatnot. But at the same time, it's a good time for somebody who has a little extra cash, right, to maybe invest in that place in Florida somewhere off of the beach. So you could... While some people it's horrible, I guess in other cases what I'm trying to say is, wouldn't you advise somebody who had the right kind of money and who could get the loan to perhaps delve into the market where they would actually save money if they could hang on to that property?
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's always a silver lining to every cloud. In Florida, especially where you have the market has gotten so bad over the past few years. But right now, it's the perfect opportunity for an investor to get in that market and buy a house, you know, at dirt cheap prices, you know. The same thing is true in Arizona and in California. So the investors need to get in and start buying some properties, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I saw that when I was in Florida, JC. I couldn't believe there's a place called Davis Island in Tampa, and I was there, and I saw, and Derek Jeter's building a house there, but the home values. They, you know, you had houses that were $500,000 houses that you could actually get for $280,000, and they were good houses. They were people that just had to get out of them, and before you couldn't really get into them because it's such a desirable place to live since you only have so much property.
That's exactly correct. I have friends and family in Florida that were buying houses at $300,000-$400,000 that today are appraising at about $200,000. So the values have definitely dropped out there. But, you know, if you are an investor moving into that market, right now is the prime time to move into that market and buy that house and hang on to it for a while because the values will eventually come back, you know. The government needs to focus on, you know, doing another program similar to what they did with the Federal Home Buyers Tax Credit.
Yeah.
They need to have more programs like that to appeal to not just the first-time home buyer, but the investor and the second home buyer and all those folks so they can get back into the market and correct the problem, correct the housing market. That's going to help correct the nation.
Yeah. Are you seeing, you know, in talking about that, we know that a lot of people jumped on that first-time home buyers, et cetera. And you're right. I think if those programs were offered up again, you'd see the same thing. That's why you see such a dramatic drop. But the interest rates are incredible right now. I mean, are these some of the best interest rates since you've been doing this that you've seen?
Undoubtedly. I mean, when you see 30-year interest rates at 4.25%, you know, 15-year rates at 3.75%, and Texas is a little bit lower than the national average, but these are some of the best interest rates we've ever seen in the industry in the past 11 years that I've been doing it. And I'll tell you, you know, some of the issues that I'm seeing, we're seeing a lot of refinances right now, but we're also seeing a lot of folks who can't refinance because they have bad credit, you know, and bad credit is caused by lost job, unemployment,
right.
You know, and there's some folks who just have bad credit that have had it for the past 10 years. I still have it today, you know. You know, there's a lot of folks who are refinancing. And even in the past 6 months when rates were at 4.875 on 30-year fixed rates, a lot of folks that refinanced then, it may not behoove them to refinance to a lower rate now depending on how long they plan on staying in the house, you know. So
yeah.
Even though we're seeing those low rates, it's still – it's kind of an artificial market where you still can get a good deal, but if you just refinance your plan, I'm moving out of there in 2 years, it may not make sense to lose $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 worth of closing costs to refinance that quickly again.
You know, we were talking about loans and seeing these rates, 30-year and 15-year loans. What about, you know, I had some friends that got like a 5-year arm, and they, at the time, they could afford to do it, and luckily they were okay with this, because the idea is, if and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're not going to stay there very long. It's just kind of a quick deal. You might be in your house for, you know, a little bit over the 5 years, or just right in there, not over the 5 years, and that can be a great catch-all for everybody. But are you seeing kind of the death of the arms right now, or no, it just depends, again, on the property?
It truly depends on the property and what part of the nation you're in. I'm still seeing a lot of arm refinances. But, you know, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage is actually the most expensive mortgage that you can buy, you know. If you're doing a 5-year arm or a 7-year arm or a 3-year arm, at least, you know, if you've got good planning, and who doesn't in today's market, you know, if you're going to stay with Nortel Networks for 5 years and know that they're going to move you to California. But the truth of the matter is a lot of folks that are doing those arm loans typically have the bigger mortgages. And that's just it's the nature of the beast. And they're doing the adjustable rate mortgage, and they usually couple that with an interest-only type backing so they have a lower payment while they're in that house.
Yeah, that makes sense. What would you tell somebody? Somebody's in they're in the market to try to find a house, but there's a glut of information out there, and a lot of people are confused about mortgages and what they can get and what they can qualify. What would you tell somebody, the first couple of steps? Give us like kind of a cheat sheet for newbies or people that really have gotten ripped off in the process in the past, some things they can look for to do it right.
Well, I'll tell you, the easiest thing is A, have gainful employment for 2 years, okay? If you have a good, solid job history, and in today's market, you have to prove your employment with W-2s for the past 2 years. You have to show tax returns, both business and personal, okay, all schedules. Mm-hmm. And that's the way you're having to prove it's called a full documentation loan in today's market. So you have to be able to prove that income with all of your documentation that you're showing the government, okay? And there's a lot of great programs out there for individuals to find homes in today's market. You know, FHA is one of the most notable programs, 3.5% down, okay? You have the VA loan, which, of course, is nothing down as long as you qualify for zero down. USDA loan, whenever they start their fiscal year here in the next month or so, when they get funds back, that'll be a great program. That's usually zero down as well. You know, another good program out there that's great for HUD foreclosures is called the HUD 100, $100 down program. So basically, we all know there's a ton of foreclosures on the market. If your realtor can help you find one of these HUD foreclosures, you can get into them for $100 down. That's fantastic.
No kidding, because you can work on it.
Great programs out there, but as far as, you know, getting into a home, you need to have a 620 credit score. Okay, now, if you go to FHA's website, they're going to tell you that they can finance you with as low as a 500 credit score. Okay, when I say credit score, I'm talking about your middle FICO score.
Sure.
Now, with that being said, the banks self-regulated that to a 620 FICO score. So you need to have a middle score of a 620, and you've got to be able to prove your documentation, and then you can get into a home. It's that simple.
All right, so that's good advice. I mean, really look for that 620 especially, because you're right, there's some confusion over that, and I think a lot of people don't realize that, and then they don't understand when they're denied, wow, what happened? I did all those other things that you told me to do. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. Wow. When do you think this all turns around, if you were taking a shot at it? What do you think, a couple of years?
Well, my hopes would be about 3 years, okay? But in reality, until we see more programs formed to help the American public by the government to inspire people to buy homes, there really is no – I mean, I'm going to say about 5 years until we see unemployment drop down. Unemployment right now is at 9.5%. I mean, just this time last year, we were at 9.4%. So we're still pretty flat. It hasn't changed. We have to have folks that get jobs. They've got to get jobs, number one, to get a mortgage. Number two, values have got – stop dropping across the nation. So I'm going to say 3 years on the good side, 5 years on the bad side, somewhere in that time range. Sure.
All right, J.C. Meyer from Mortgages USA, thanks so much for joining us in America Tonight.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Coming up here on America Tonight, as we're heading for the finish line of this hour anyway, we got birthdays. You wanted them? We're bringing them back. We got some birthdays we're going to throw out at you. Let's just say Al Roker, ring a bell with anyone, Weatherman, NBC, he's got a birthday. Also, Amy Adams, she's in a quadrillion movies. Cute redhead, she's got a birthday. How about Fred Durst? Limp Bizkit, I like Limp Bizkit, and maybe some of you know that he's the lead singer. So we'll tell you how old Fred is. Kim Cattrall, Kenny Rogers, Usain Bolt, talk about speed, and he's got a big birthday coming up. All right, but before we do that, we're going to jump into news you can abuse, and there's some interesting stories that caught my attention, and it includes one from Mason City, Iowa, one in Missouri about this new event center that they've opened for dogs and cats. Wait till you hear about this. And then there's another one about a lentil festival. I've been to all kinds of festivals, never one for lentils. So we're going to get to that, too, in just a little second. But before we do that, yeah, you know George Soros. I think the funniest parody I've ever seen on Saturday Night Live is when they rip on Soros, because I can't remember the actor who does him, but he's nailed his voice so good. But in this case, George Soros was asked about, of all things, climate change, because that's the big push for him, and also climate change and what's happened in Pakistan, the horrible floods that have killed so many and ravaged a couple of different villages, and the concern is over the Taliban really taking hold because of people feeling depressed and lonely and barely clothes on their back, and so many people to be homeless, over 100,000 plus and counting. It's the number could be even higher than that. So anyway, Soros threw in his two cents and twisted it into the whole thing with climate change. Take a listen.
We have to come to terms with the fact that they are in fact connected, that there is climate change, and it has a human cause. And I think we can't remain blind to that.
Yeah, the human cost is that we're going to be paying a whole lot of money for a cap and trade once all that goes through. But that's for a much more serious discussion. I just wanted to hear Soros and what he said. You know, at some point we're going to have on this, I'm really going to try to do this, have on the Saturday Night Live guy who imitates him because he just nailed him. Sometimes they do a good job when they mimic people, and that one's actually pretty good. All right, let's jump to Mason City, Iowa. This is crazy. Some northern Iowa farmers are stumped by a super stalk of corn. No joke, more than 5 feet tall. This plant is growing in front of the Wild Horse Western Cafe. It's got 27 ears of corn on it compared to the typical two or three. The cafe owner says she got three plants from a Minnesota farmer in June. Two grew normally, but one went out of control. Isn't that crazy? I'd like to see that. Then there's this story from Missouri, from Gray Summit. And Nestle Purina is opening a $10 million arena just for cats and dogs. It's an event center near St. Louis, and they do some other pet events too, I guess. It's the first building designed from the ground up, though, for that kind of use ever in the country that they know of. The arena has rubberized floors, so it's easy on the paws, parking space for 74 RVs, and even showers for the pets' human buddies. Wow, this must be a pretty big deal that they're opening this arena. All right, and this from the world of lentils. The National Lentil Festival has a category that you might find interesting. The 22nd Annual Lentil Fest got cooking over the weekend, and they are extending it all the way through into this weekend. I guess in Washington, they've got free lentil chili. It must be popular. The cooking awards have had a crazy category this year for people who can't stand lentils. The prize for the best I hate lentils dish. Yeah. And they also do a recipe thing with the most creative things that people come up with. I don't know. Lentils, I don't get the excitement over lentils, but I don't really feel that. I don't really have passion either way. Do any of you feel that way? Like, well, so what? Lentils, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Although, that's the whole thing about festivals. If it's popular, it gets steam, then anything can become popular. Like, there's like a, any kind of food. There's like a thing that they do in Philadelphia. It's called the Wing Bowl. And it was just a silly thing started by the sports station in that city, and it was supposed to be about getting excited about the Eagles and all this stuff, and they threw this little wing contest, and a couple hundred people showed up the first year. Now it's crazy. It's an amazing event. Like 40,000 people go to this Wing Bowl to see people eat wings, and I guess they get to eat them themselves, but crazy, and it was just on a whim started. Let's talk about things that happened before in history. And if we go back to the, in the way back machine to 1741, that is way back, that's when Alaska was discovered by a Danish navigator, and his name was Vitus Jonas Bering. That's how the Bering Sea got its name. Did you know that? In 1866, the National Labor Union advocated an 8-hour workday. However, the industry didn't really heed the request at the time. Workers commonly worked 10 or 12 hours a day or more. Ooh. In 1939, Tarzan got married. Yeah, the guy who played Tarzan, Johnny Weissmuller, was the guy who was originally in the films in the 30s, married Beryl Scott. In 1939, the National Bowling Association was founded in where? Detroit, Michigan. It was the first bowling association in the U.S. for African Americans. In 1949, the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox played at the Municipal Stadium in Cleveland before the largest crowd to see a nighttime Major League Baseball game at the time, 78,382. That's still a gigantic, gigantic number, no doubt about it. All right, we jump forward a little bit, and we go to 2000. And Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods won the 82nd PGA Championship in Louisville, Kentucky. He birdied the last two holes in regulation, won the championship in a playoff over Bob May, became the first player since Ben Hogan in 53 to win three majors. He won the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the British Open in 1 year, and he was the first player to win back-to-back PGA Championships since Denny Shute did it in 36 and 37. My, how times have changed when you look what's happened to Tiger Woods since then. All right, be still my heart. I have really worked hard on these birthdays, and without further ado, Donovan, can we cue up the music? All right, I told you about Amy Adams. She's been in a quadrillion movies. Well, not really, probably about 25. If you have a little girl, you might have seen Enchanted. She was in that, 36 years old. Fred Durst, rocker, lead singer, Limp Bizkit, 39 years old. Al Roker, you know him, Today's Show. Been there since the mid-90s, 56 years old. Robert Plant, talk about rockers. Vocalist for the Led Zeppelin band, Whole Lot of Love. Connie Chung. She's been on a bunch of channels, NBC, CBS, CNN, 64 years old. Remember the theme song from Shaft? Isaac Hayes was the guy who wrote that and sang it, 68 years old. Now, I know you knew at least a couple of those names. Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City, 53 years old. Usain Bolt, Olympics, Think Gold, 2008, just 23 years old. Kenny Rogers turns 71 years old. The gambler, Kenny Rogers. Whew, haven't seen him turn up lately. How about Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley over the weekend? She's 62. Tori Amos, 46, singer-songwriter. I like her, actually, some of her music. Yaz, if you're a fan of baseball, Carl Yastrzemski is 70 years old. Remember Valerie Harper? She had her own show, Rhoda, and she's on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, 69 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Make it count.